This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Trinitarian Objections Answered, A Theological Defense of Christ's Divine Identity. This paper provides concise, theologically rich responses to the most common objections raised against the doctrine of the Trinity, especially those posed by skeptics, Unitarians, and Jewish interpreters. Rather than avoiding these challenges, I engage them head-on with biblical exegesis, logical clarity, and models like the integrated hypostatic union model and the theological unity equation. I begin by addressing popular questions like, if Jesus is God, who is he praying to, and how can God die? These aren't just semantic puzzles, they reflect deep misunderstandings about the incarnation, the relationship between the Father and the Son, and the distinction between person and nature within the Trinity. I also explore Jewish objections rooted in the Shema, Numbers 23, and the claim that worshiping Jesus is idolatry. I show that ancient Jewish beliefs, like the two powers in heaven, the divine Son of Man in Daniel 7, and the suffering servant in Isaiah 53, laid the groundwork for understanding divine plurality within monotheism. These weren't later Christian inventions. They were suppressed only after Christianity arose. This paper makes heavy use of scripture, Second Temple literature, and historical theology. It answers objections like, why does Jesus say the Father is greater than he is? Why didn't Jesus know the hour of his return? Isn't calling Jesus God a contradiction of monotheism? Why isn't the word Trinity in the Bible? Didn't Jewish rabbis rightly reject divine plurality? Chancer is concise, biblically faithful, and apologetically useful, perfect for conversations, discipleship, or serious theological study. If you've ever struggled to explain the Trinity or felt overwhelmed by objections that sound convincing at first glance, this paper is your toolkit. It reminds us that the Trinity isn't a contradiction, it's the only way to explain the full revelation of God in Scripture. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.